a shed, and an outhouse. Those are the only structures that have burned in Alaska's wildfire season this summer so far, according to officials. Wildfires have burned just 270,000 acres in the state this year. That is far short of the 1.2 million acres that burn during a normal season.
In this press release that I'm just writing up, I used the word largely uneventful.
Tim Mowry is a spokesman for the State Forestry Division. It's one of several state and federal agencies responsible for fighting wildfires in Alaska. On Tuesday, those agencies said they're sending 100 of Alaska's wildland firefighters out of state. Five crews are flying to Idaho to be dispatched to fires around the western U.S. The main cause for this year's slow fire season? Mowry says there haven't been any long periods of hot, dry weather. There have still been 288 fires in Alaska this year, and they've burned 425 square miles, more than a third of the area of the state of Rhode Island. But most of those fires have been far, far away from densely populated areas. Two blazes are currently getting serious attention from firefighters. They're outside the small community of Chalkeetsik. That's about 170 miles northeast of Fairbanks. James Nathaniel is Chalkeetsik's tribal administrator.
Everybody was excited because you could actually see the smoke coming from the fire.
Lightning started the two fires in early July. Officials say the area where they're burning along the Yukon Flats is among the driest in the state. But firefighters are now making progress in getting them under control.